During this week's show prep phone call, J-Man said to Matt, I think we need a new fresh intro. Could you work on that? Matt said sure, he'd get right on it, but he procrastinates, and that is why this week's intro is sadly second rate. But don't despair, this week at some point, Mattman will tickle every key, and Penn and I'm with stupid intro that is guaranteed to please.
And that's a wrap. I hope this satisfies Jay for at least 1 week.
No kidding. God.
Greetings. Cheers.
God.
And welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Mattman coming to you from my palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, the man who may be third person in your heart, but always number one in Mattman's, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, peoples of the internet world. J-Man is here. Jay is happy you're here, too. Jay loves you. Jay loves everybody.
Yes, he does.
Jay loved the intro. Jay is full of love tonight. Jay even loves that guy sitting over there listening, you know, the one who called Jay a Nazi. Jay even loves that Vegas guy who's also a Ohio and Pennsylvania guy and then a Vegas guy again, even though that guy unfollowed and defriended Jay for no reason.
Wow. Sounds like Jay is full of suppressed anger tonight.
No. It's pure love.
Is it?
It's pure. Is it coming across as bitter? Huh, weird. Jay's very impressed with the intro. You really, man. Outstanding.
Mattman went all out on that one.
Jay can't wait to find out what you start working on at 10 p.m. Eastern time next Saturday.
J-Man would be surprised that the Mattman actually wrote that about, 2 p.m. today. And Mattman detects a little making fun of the Mattman on behalf of...
No? No. If there's one thing Jay doesn't do, it's make fun of the Mattman.
Okay.
See, the Jay's problem is that Jay isn't good at expressing sincerity.
So what J-Man is saying is that he really likes Mattman's intro.
J-Man likes Mattman's intro. But for some reason, J-Man comes across as smart alecky often. It's a character flaw.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we got a big show ahead of us, and we already have a guest in the room, J-Man.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Mike. And just to let Mike know, the Mattman would like to say to Mike that there probably will be a pee break with Schmoop this evening.
Well, of course.
So he could call in, as anyone could.
Oh, it's sure. In fact,
244-9852.
Exactly. We said that the phone lines are open from the opening moments of tonight's show, because
yes.
Why the hell not?
After the brilliant opening of this show.
Exactly. So how was Mattman's week?
Mattman's week was pretty good. I forgot to tell you, J-Man, last Sunday, or no, I guess it was Super Bowl Sunday, which was the Sunday before Mattman's birthday, the old guy who looks like Boris Karloff came through the drive-thru, to which Matt Man reminded him, there's only 2 days before my birthday. I hope you're going to get me something nice this year. And the old man said to the Matt Man, as soon as I wipe my ass, I'll bring it to you.
Now that's just uncalled for right there. That's just downright hurtful.
Yeah, well, nonetheless, Matt Man laughed.
Well, Matt Man has a good sense of humor about these things.
Yes. And then him being diabetic, the Matt Man gave him a regular Mountain Dew instead of a diet Mountain Dew.
And said, here's a huge piece of birthday cake.
That's right. And it's on the Matt Man.
Well, J-Man had a pretty good week.
Did he?
He did. J-Man, a couple of good things happened this week. J-Man's neighbor, who's been annoying the hell out of J-Man, the guy with the Mitsubishi Montero, got
yeah.
the tire fixed. That makes Jay happy.
Yeah.
He was getting tired of seeing that vehicle in a different spot every day, yet still had a flat tire because he was driving around on it. And the palatial estates here had the crews out on Thursday and Friday of this week fixing the potholes in the parking lot.
Really?
Yes, and that makes J-Man very happy.
That would make anyone happy.
Yeah, because those things were getting annoying.
Sounds like we both had good news because Matt Man and the Schmoop got a notice that the palatial digs here will be getting new windows on March 12th.
Oh, really?
No. Yes. The Matt Man will be able to take the blanket down, held up by clothespins and potato chip bag clips and duct tape here in another 3 weeks.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Matt Man will be able to stand there at the brand new clear window and wave an angry mailman.
Yeah. Or just stand there and scratch Matt Man's balls.
So does Matt Man have any shout outs?
Matt Man has one shout out, and that would be to the Emmanuel Christian Academy Lions, who summed up their entire sorry season, their entire sorry 4-16 season with a crushing 92-38 loss last night.
Without that, sorry, that's not a character builder. That's an ass whooping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's nothing that got built last night. In fact, it was just a teardown. Everything got torn down. Their dignity, their humanity, there's nothing left. Some people say they left it all on the floor. Well, they did last night. And it was nothing but a puddle of goo.
That is ugly.
Yes.
And
how did Matt Man's son do? Is that what you were going to ask?
Yeah.
You had to bring that in, didn't you? Well, you know, I don't know how well he did because his name didn't appear in the box score today. So evidently not very well.
And apparently little Matt Man didn't want to discuss it.
No, he didn't.
Man. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, like I said, they can pretty much toss that one out and use other games this year to build on.
Exactly. Like their, I don't know, Matt Man thinks they could use their one game that they lost 75-42. That's a little better.
That's, well, they got one game where they get scored 70 points, right?
Yeah, that one game.
Yeah, that Matt one game.
Matt Mann thinks that's an aberration.
Or J-Man kind of J-Man kind of suspects that was just one bad defensive team.
Yeah, exactly. So, J-Man got any shout-outs?
Well, J-Man didn't have any really planned, but J-Man will do his usual shout-out to J-Man's BFF, the wonderful, the lovely, the talented Warrior Cat, who's still in the middle of her ridiculous day-on, day-off work schedule.
Yes.
Quite the bummer. But none of these things happen. And J-Man will do a shout-out to his good friend Joe Sequist, who gave J-Man a very nice Valentine's Day card on his Facebook page earlier this week.
Yeah, that was very hot.
That was. Yeah. It's the only one J-Man got.
But you're in, J-Man is into quality, not quantity.
He has to be.
That's what I tell myself, too. And that's what I... That's what the Map Man tells every woman he's ever slept with, too.
Yeah. J-Man always tries to remind him it's about the whole experience.
Exactly.
Not just the 12 seconds. So. It's the build-up. The anticipation. So
Matt Mann always tells the women, it's not about the 3 inches, it's about the 3 minutes.
Very true. And also, J-Man wants to do a quick shout-out to ESPN for their hilarious headline this morning. After the Knicks lost last night, and of course they, you know, continue with the Lin sanity. Jeremy Lin, the Taiwanese-American from Harvard, who's been all over the sports world, ESPN's headline said, Chink in the Armor.
Which actually Matt Mann found quite humorous.
Well, everybody did, especially while they were being appalled.
Exactly. I'll tell you what. Before we know it, Jeremy Lin will own the United States.
He will. Anyway, that reminds Jay that we need to do a racism / political correctness show at some point. Because if two white guys can't solve racism, nobody can.
And two white guys will have to solve it by throwing out every racial slur that has ever been uttered.
And get them all over with.
Yeah, in the name of healing.
Uh-huh. We can call it, any of our black, Asian, Jewish, Latino friends would be welcome to call. So, well, anyway, this week we are doing a little social media extravaganza.
Yes, we are.
We'll talk some social media. We're going to do so in third person, as you may have noticed, as you may have already clicked stop.
Well, Matt Mann noticed.
Jay understands.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt Mann noticed that J-Man was a little sad this week.
J-Man was a little sad this week. J-Man had some ups and downs in the old social media world, but, it evens out over time, I guess. But J-Man had a little incident today.
Really?
And this is, J-Man was rather stunned at this. He got an email from somebody else named J-Man on BTR that goes by J-Y-M-A-N-N. And this other J-Man, the imposter, the interloper, asked me, J-Man, if I would be willing to change my name on BTR, and this is on my old BTR account.
Yes.
Because he needed to use J-Man with only one N so that he could, his consistent branding.
That is
and
important.
And for his upcoming radio career.
And what did our J-Man say?
Well, because it's not an account that I use, and because J-Man uses this account, J-Man thought about it, laughed hysterically, cried a little, and then thought, what the hell? So J-Man changed his name on his other account, and then J-Man emailed him to let him know that he had done so. And then J-Man waited and waited and waited, and J-Man was getting a little angry.
Why is
J-Man,
that?
Well, J-Man was like, hey now, J-Man's done something nice here. J-Man should at least get a fucking thank you.
J-Man didn't get a thank you, did he?
J-Man was working up quite the fucking rage. And he had quite the little rant. And then just before J-Man called into the show, J-Man got an email from the other J-Man, a very nice, thoughtful, considerate thank you email. And so the other J-Man ruined J-Man's rant.
And that's sad. But what's even sadder is that you acquiesced. And let me tell you, folks, in the chat room, you know, the two guests we have, Mike and guest, you know, call in at 661-244-9852 and tell Jay why he shouldn't be so nice and allow this man to usurp his name.
J-Man, for a moment, thought about waiting and coming on the show and ranting about this and doing the Marlo Stanfield from The Wire, screaming, my name is my name. But, yeah, you know, J-Man's a nice guy.
Well, Matt Man's disappointed in your nicety.
Yeah. Well, but seeing, refusing to do so on an account that I forgot that I even still had, that I sat here for a few, that Jay sat here for a few minutes trying to remember the password to.
Matt Man thinks it makes no difference. It makes
no
difference.
That would make Jay Man an asshole.
Be that as it may. Jay Man shouldn't care because Matt Man never would.
Well, you know, it's given J-Man a bit of an idea.
Oh my
J-Man
God.
J-Man may take a rather unique approach to Lent this year.
Oh my God! And what
rather
is J-Man, what is J-Man thinking about?
Well, J-Man is considering giving up being nice for Lent.
Oh my God!
Well,
J-Man already had a start as far as the intro goes. So,
well, maybe Madman could give up being overly sensitive. But I tell you what, though, this whole thing kind of ties into other things.
Like what?
Having to do with social media. Well, you know, J-Man likes to be friendly with people.
J-Man
likes to be nice to people. J-Man likes to try to do things for people. So J-Man retweets, links, podcasts, Kindle books, blogs, etc. J-Man stumbles. J-Man posts to Reddit, even though people on Reddit hate J-Man. J-Man digs other people's stuff,
yes,
both literally and virtually, on
yes,
dig.com. And what does J-Man get in return from most of these people?
J-Man gets heartache.
Heartache, baby. That's what he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that J-Man is doing these things specifically so that they will do the same thing, but J-Man expects a little common fucking courtesy.
It would be nice once in a while.
You would think. You would think. But J-Man realizes that there are a lot of selfish people out there. J-Man isn't one of them. J-Man realizes that there's a lot of people who feel entitled. J-Man's not one of those people.
No, no.
So J-Man understands that people feel like everybody is obligated to help them promote their podcast, but they don't have to do anything at all to help old J-Man.
Let's go to J-Man. He'll do it and ask nothing in return.
Well, there you go. See, that's what happens.
Those days are over? Is that what you're saying?
Those days are rapidly coming to an end.
Very good.
J-Man is going to develop a new policy.
So we have you down as J-Man is going to be his own man.
Something like that. Something like that. Well, J-Man's already unfollowed a number of people.
Really?
Starting on January 1st, J-Man started unfollowing a number of people who were just all around negative people.
I was wondering why I couldn't connect with you on Twitter. It made doing the show very difficult.
No, but J-Man unfollowed some negative people, people who were just mean, hateful people. Then J-Man unfollowed a few people that clearly didn't want to be J-Man's friend. And J-Man unfollowed a few selfish people. And J-Man got unfollowed in return. Well, he expected that.
Yes.
Well, you know, that is kind of funny. There's a lot of people, you see them all the time on Twitter, Tumblr, whatever, that they'll just go on and on about how they don't care who follows them. They don't care if people unfollow them. It doesn't matter at all. But have you ever noticed that if you unfollow them, they unfollow you back within 24 hours? Now, how did they know you unfollowed them, huh? Because they pay attention to that, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Now, see, Matt Man gets unfollowed. He doesn't even know who he gets unfollowed by. Unless you're an iconic author. And then,
right.
And then Matt Man notices.
Yep. But that's an unfortunate situation that an author would unfollow Matt Man and take away her opportunity to publicize her book on a worldwide, highly rated, and critically acclaimed radio show.
Exactly.
So J-Man thinks that she kind of did herself in with that.
Yeah, but said author still follows J-Man.
She does, which is interesting. Possibly because J-Man didn't say anything hateful about Whitney Houston.
Well, no, Jay. Now you're getting everything confused because it was such a whirlwind of activity.
No.
I got defriended.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Go ahead.
Matt Man got defriended because Matt Man said Rachel Maddow had no right to speak on contraception.
Yeah, which was ridiculous.
Yes.
But No, Matt Man was ridiculous, but you're like, yes, wait, no, who?
And to borrow a line I heard from someone whose name shall be nameless, even if she needed contraception, Rachel Maddow would not put a condom on that strap on. I don't know who said that to me.
Now, I'm pretty sure that it was that person said that Rachel would be the one wearing the strap on.
Okay.
And would then be the one who would, the other one would have to ask Rachel if she would put a condom on the strap on. Because God only knows where it's been.
Gee, many Christmas. God
can you
forbid
put those...
Matt Mann mess up an intro and then mess up a joke.
can you put strap-ons in the dishwasher? Are they dishwasher safe? Because you'd want to sterilize that thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but one's dishes would come out broken and stuff, so...
Well, you strap it in. Anyway, Mike wants to know what Reddit is. He looked, couldn't see anything worth looking at. Well, he wasn't looking in the right place. There's actually a lot of great stuff on Reddit.
Yeah, Matt, man, can't believe Mike doesn't know what Reddit is.
I know. I'm sure there's a Google Maps subboard on Reddit where Mike can go in and brag about all of his all the mistakes he found on Google Maps.
Or a zip code Reddit.
That. Or other nerd boards. So how is Matt Man's social media experience?
Of late, Matt Man's social experiences haven't been good. Social media experiences have not been good. Lost
Matt
a
Man's
lot of friends. Five friends this week.
Well, now what caused that?
I don't know. Matt Man doesn't know. he put a picture of Jesus knocking on a door. That had been all the rage. People saying, I'd let him into my house. Instead, Matt Man said, I lost my keys. some people didn't like that. I don't know.
That's a little weird.
Yeah. Matt Man called Whitney Houston a crack whore.
Okay. You know, a couple of two DJs in Los Angeles got suspended for doing the exact same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt Man came up with a funny one this morning, and Matt Man ought to record this. It's an old Whitney Houston song. Because the greatest drug of all is coursing through me. You know, Matt Man finds that funny.
Well, Jay finds that funny too. He has to admit. Jay watched most of Whitney's funeral today. Not because Jay wanted to, but because Jay is a professional. Hey, we have a caller.
We do. Well, hold on. Let me get the caller and let me say something. Caller, hold on just a second. I didn't know it was a funeral. Matt Man thought Kevin Costner was there to do a sequel to The Bodyguard called The Pallbearer. Hey-o! 314, you're with Stupid.
Whitney Houston had a funeral?
Hi, Mike.
What happened?
Whitney's no longer with us.
No,
Whitney made the long journey home.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
No.
She's on that great drug mule to the sky.
Uh-huh.
That's the latest that all the friends are doing now. Anybody mentions Whitney Houston died, they go, what? No way.
Yep. Yep. All the cable channels
sort of get
televised her funeral in its entirety. And I tell you what, there's nothing like a funeral of a black person on TV to get white people pissed off. They were throwing a fit about it on Twitter for a while today, and I just didn't understand why. I mean, did they really intend to spend their Saturday just sitting there watching the cable news channel? But anyway, Fox showed it because they've met their entire quota of showing black people for the whole year.
They're done.
Madman thinks Jay has gone out of character.
He did.
Jay apologizes. Jay hung in there for 30 minutes. Jay got all the way. We're all the way into the after show portion here. Hold on. Jay needs to check something on Twitter for a second.
Of course.
Oh, wow.
Jay does.
Jay, a very, very attractive, classy, intelligent young lady that Jay follows on Twitter posted a little picture there. So Jay had to check on that real quick. And it was outstanding.
Matt wants to know if her name is Puddles.
No. No, but that's a nice little nickname.
So what are you doing tonight, Mike?
So what I was just going to say, we'll do some dead air while Jay looks at Twitter.
Oh, no, I'd never let you go to dead air.
Oh, Saturday Night Live is about to start. Maya Rudolph is hosting, and Jay wonders if Maya is going to do her Whitney Houston impression.
Jay, we have a guest. We ought to talk to him.
Well,
not necessary.
Our guest could opine on Maya Rudolph. If he likes to.
Our guest probably doesn't know who Maya Rudolph is.
Our guest may not even have ever heard of Saturday Night Live.
Mike thinks that Jay and Matt Man, or Jay Man, one in, and Matt Man are on a roll tonight, and he almost didn't call in because he didn't want to break the whatever it is.
Really?
He got going.
Yeah, because J-Man didn't think it was going that great.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Matt-Man wants to know, don't you think that the J-Man should have said, hell no, use your own J-Man?
Yep. The password thing would have been too easy. I don't remember the password. Done.
Well, I don't know how we got on passwords, Mike. What I was asking you was...
Mike was trying to find a way for J-Man to say no, but without J-Man being an asshole about it. And he was saying that J-Man lied and said he couldn't remember his password.
Now, come on, Mike. Mike, you scored a touchdown in a high school championship football game, right?
I did. How did you know that?
Well, you told us. Your wife told us.
Mike did.
We googled you.
Mike's wife did.
We read it on your Wikipedia page.
Yes. Mike has to get his Wikipedia page going one of these days and see how long it takes him to delete it.
Yeah, Jay wants a page on the Internet Movie Database.
I'll tell you what. Oh, my God. Guys, you know, we got 16 minutes left in the show. You know what time it is?
It's tea break time. Mike thinks.
Does Matt want Jay to play the music?
Matt would love for Jay to play the music.
Tea break with Shmoop.
Mike likes this.
Oh, yeah. This is the only reason Mike called.
Well, Shmoop loves Mike. And Shmoop loves Jay.
Hola, Shmoopalicious.
How's it going?
All right.
Mike and Jay like Shmoop breaks.
Shmoop likes a break, too. You know what? I can't do the third person. It makes me sick.
But Jay likes it when you speak in third person.
Okay. Shmoop likes it too. No, I don't.
Mike thinks that Jay and Matt are actually better doing third person.
So, how was Shmoop's week?
Not bad, outside of, you know, the whole robbery thing.
Ooh.
Well, Mike doesn't know this.
Maybe our listeners don't. Our thousands of listeners worldwide may not.
Mike
know
read it on the internet, so Mike knows.
Oh.
I bet Mike forgot.
Without computer.
So Shmoop's place of business was broken into?
Yes, it was, and all of our computers were stolen.
Oh, no, Mike didn't know that.
Yes, all of them.
Tough.
But luckily, Shmoop took off the last 2 days, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Computer.
Yeah. So, they have any suspects? They have any idea who did it?
No, they came in through a window and through the roof, and of course went out the front door with all the computers.
And they'll get about what?
Loaded the shit up in a car and drove off, huh?
They get about $25 a piece for used computers these days.
Yeah, I'm thinking so much.
If that.
But you know what? Shmoop went shopping for 2 days.
Hey.
Shmoop got bras. That actually fit.
Oh, Jay would have gone bra shopping with Shmoop.
Oh, you would have? That's so sweet.
Personal shopper.
Well, now that I know that.
Jay would have stood outside the dressing room tapping on the door saying, "Hey, Shmoop, need me to check to see how those fit?"
Jay, Shmoop doesn't try bras on. That's rude.
Really?
Oh, no.
How do you know if they fit then?
Well, you have to measure. At home.
Because Jay has to try banana hammocks on.
Please tell me you don't try. Okay. Smooth
says look very
try,
uncomfortable.
Don't try on anything like that in a store.
Oh. Jay doesn't know much about these, you know, rules, society's rules.
Mike's trying to think where this happened about the guy that went into the Walmart yesterday and stripped down and started talking to people in the buff.
Well, of course, it had to be a Walmart.
Was the Walmart thing here in St. Louis or not?
Shroop went to Walmart yesterday.
Shroop missed out on the naked dude.
Shroop didn't try bras on in the dressing room or anywhere else.
Had a gal in the local newspaper that makes specialized bras, and the biggest one was like a 55LL.
Shmoop said no.
I bet that chick's, Jay bets that chick has some back pain.
Shmoop said that girl can't get out of bed. Oh, Lord.
Hey, what does she do? Well, with a little help, she can stand up.
A lot of help. Hold, please.
You know, the pee break with Shmoop thing, Matt thinks it's not a good idea. Because Matt never gets the phone back.
Jay thinks Shmoop is considering her own show.
Matt comes out of the bathroom and all there are giggles and hand jazz hands, going all about.
Yeah.
And she just kind of casually waves you off.
Yeah. Away.
Yeah, it started with the intro, and now it's the pee break with Shmoop.
Jay thinks Matt is a little paranoid.
Matt's not happy.
So, Jay meant to give a little shout out here at the beginning of the show, and Jay is forgetful, to Little Angry Girl on Tumblr, who lives in New York City. And she posted on Tumblr earlier that if anybody comes to New York, she would be their personal tour guide and take them both to touristy places and then off the beaten path places where she could beat the shit out of us. So Jay asked if she would beat the shit out of Jay at the touristy places too, because Jay likes to create great memories when he goes places. And she said, sure.
That's sweet.
Yeah, man, see, there are very nice people. There are very nice people on social media. It's just sometimes hard to find them.
And how much is this beating going to cost you?
Well, we haven't worked out the details.
Still in negotiations.
Ah.
And, oh, Jay, as Matt Man told you yesterday, I believe, we may have a guest next week.
Oh, yes. That would be interesting if that does work out, Jay.
Which
doubts it will, but.
Matt Man doesn't think it will either, because Matt Man thinks she'll listen to a couple of our shows and decline the official invitation.
It's entirely possible. Jay's afraid she'll listen to this show. Jay thinks she might listen to the Culture War show and decline. So if she does decline, then we will either do a show on happiness or the disc jockey show. Play the hits. Now, that might be too much, 2 weeks in a row. We could do our 80s show.
Yeah, that's oh my gosh. The Schmoopster told the Matt Man that the 80s show is two thumbs up.
Oh.
Ooh, really? Because Schmoopster rarely likes Jay and Matt's ideas.
Any of them.
So we got 15 seconds.
Okay.
Jay wants to thank everybody for listening.
Yes,
Jay loves
Mike,
you. Remember that.
Mike
says especially bye. Mike. Thanks for calling Mike.
Bye.
Bye.